Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler Travis & Rosenberg. As you heard previously from my colleague Alvaro Ferreira, last week was a busy one on several trade fronts. I want to look a little closer at each of the bills that moved through the Ways and Means Committee and may indicate what might pass that impacts trade this year. So first, let's look at H.R. 7979, End China's De Minimis Abuse Act. This bill attempts to rein in the use of Section 321 or de minimis entries. Recall, Section 321 allows the importation of goods valued under $800 by one person per day. CBP reports that today, approximately 4 million small package shipments cross the U.S. border every day. When a de minimis entry is made, there's no data requirement like a normal importation or entry, and no duties or fees are paid. With no visibility into what the shipment is, Congress is trying to address the abuse of de minimis by drug cartels, IPA violators, etc. This bill will block the use of de minimis for any goods that are otherwise subject to additional duties, such as Section 301 duties, Section 201, Section 232, or anti-dumping and countervailing duties. It will also require a 10-digit harmonized tariff schedule number for any de minimis entry that is coming from a country that has Section 301 tariffs on other products. So right now, China will be the most impacted from the bill. It has billions of its goods subject to 301 tariffs, but some are not, like cell phones. So those products could enter under the 321, but would require the HTS number. Fines for violations are $5,000 for the first offense and $10,000 for each subsequent violation. Suddenly, that $50 blouse you just ordered got way more expensive. These changes would be effective 30 days after the bill is enacted. Now, we should consider that this bill is likely the extent of any House version of a de minimis bill, unless it gets amended somehow on the floor, because it was the chair of the Committee of Jurisdiction, the Ways and Means Committee, it was his own bill. But many believe it's just not enough. So the attention will now likely shift to the Senate to make any additional changes, other than these, on de minimis entries.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.